T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Seahawks scored again.
Thank goodness it was only 60 minutes. Oh, boy.
Good morning. Greg Hargrave's back. The Gov is here. Heather is here. John is here. Yes. The Lions defense is nowhere. Good morning. It's a Monday.
Absolutely nowhere to be found. Like, send out the whole missing persons.
Oh, the milk cartons.
Yeah. That put the defense on there. It was awful.
We knew they had a bad defense. I didn't think.
You think it was going to be worse than last year?
No, I didn't think it was going to be worse than last year, and I didn't think that Seattle would gash them like they did last year, and they did. I believe I should have looked this up. I believe it was an improvement. I think Seattle scored 51 on them last year. Lions only gave up 48 yesterday, as you know.
Yes.
The Lions, by the way, are the first team in NFL history to ever score 140 or more points and give up 140 or more in their first four games.
Yes.
They say defense wins championships, John.
Just wanted to win a game.
No defense means you're 1-3 headed to New England.
Yes.
And if you don't think, after what the Patriots did yesterday and actually play pretty good with Bailey Zappi as their quarterback, Damian Harris and Stevenson, they're just looking at that Lions run defense and just saying, you know what, Matt Patricia's just going to feed those guys the ball 50 times and they'll win the game. It is just disgusting. And yes, the offense played well, and you know, Goff did have a pick six, which was poor, but Jared Goff and that offense that we worried about a little bit, especially when we found out Chark wasn't going to play on Saturday. Oh, yeah. My God. The offense, and like I said, and especially Jared Goff, is the least of their problems.
Well, Goff is actually playing well. I mean, yeah. If you take away that interception yesterday, right, which was awful, yes, coming out of head, especially right, the timing exactly of it. Yeah. But and then you take away the miscommunication with Hawk in the first game and the tip ball that's returned for a pick six. I mean, he's playing pretty good.
He's playing really well.
He's playing really good even with those.
Correct.
And that is what is so freaking frustrating. Yeah. We wanted to have an offense. We wanted to have some excitement. We knew that the offense would be the strength of the team. And last year, when you have, was it seven games? I think six or seven games where they didn't allow more than 20 points. Mm-hmm. And the offense was inept and yeah, couldn't match. Now, this year, it's completely flipped where the offense is leading the NFL, and so is the defense, both in scoring.
All right. This sums up the game better than anything else. Here's the Seattle Seahawks drive chart and how the drive ends up. You ready? Touchdown, touchdown, field goal, touchdown, missed field goal, touchdown, end of game. There's a four-letter word that rhymes with hunt that you don't see in there, and that's punt. The Seahawks did not punt. Stop laughing, John.
There's another one that
rhymes stop
with
laughing.
That.
And
there's a whole lot of
I know
on
there
the
are.
Sidelines.
Okay.
My goodness.
They did not punt. Third down, those running plays by Penny. That's exactly what happened last year. Aaron Glenn, man, you were great in Hard Knocks. You know, with Deuce, and the Hard Knocks thing was the worst thing that came out of this team, because some people, not me, I still said seven games from the beginning, and I might be a little too high, but it's depressing. They lose to the Seattle Seahawks. Geno Smith was consistent. He had 77% passing completion percentage going into the game, and he finished with 77, which is amazing.
I want to ask a really, really big, big picture question. Why, and I think you both agree, why is this rock bottom for the defense? 21 games in.
I'll tell you the answer.
Because the characters, the cast of characters are relatively the same. So why was yesterday, you agree it was rock bottom yesterday, right?
Yeah,
defensively,
pretty much.
For Aaron Glenn, for Dan Campbell, for Brad Holmes. It was. Yesterday was why was yesterday the worst? That's what I don't get. I am puzzled by this morning. Because everybody, I would love some answers out there. Why? Because it's not just, your answer cannot be Tracy Walker.
No.
I'm sorry.
Hold on a second here. All right, when you say it's rock bottom, it kind of makes you feel like it can't get worse.
They didn't punt.
I understand that, but you're talking about an offense that they just played that only averaged 15 points a
game. Exactly.
They scored 47 in the first three games, and in this one against the Lions, they scored 48.
You're making my point.
Yeah, but how about when they go up against a better offense?
John,
it can be worse.
No, it will be statistically.
This is the bottom of so far.
Allowing it against that is not worse than allowing it more against a great offense like the Bills. It's absolutely pathetic that they allowed Geno Smith to come in here and do that yesterday.
It's the worst defensive performance.
It can be worse. Bailey Zappi to do it.
I'm not even talking about statistically. It's just the worst thing I can remember. And look, we've gone through so many bad teams and bad performances. So maybe it's just fresh in mind. It was gross. It really was. And it's a shame because the offense played very well.
I don't get how Anthony Lynn can lose his duties. Aaron Glenn is not held more accountable for this at this point. I know Campbell said in the cut there they're going to talk. And I just don't know. I don't know how they can get better.
Well, here's the cliche of all cliches. I don't think it's just the X's and O's. It's the Jimmys and Joes. They don't have players. They drafted a guy second overall. He stinks right now. Right now, okay? Charles Harris, they gave that big contract to. What's he done?
Yeah, that was a one-off so far.
Ali McNeil, Michael Brockers, is he stealing money?
Yes.
They're linebackers. Rodrigo, he tries hard. He's going to be a good player. They traded up last year to get Derek Barnes.
Okay,
he stinks.
So again, you're missing 2 second round picks.
Let me finish. Okuda has gotten better. Warrior, he's regressed. Maybe you have your safety issues. Obviously, this defense is not just on Aaron Glenn. It's on Brad frickin' Holmes. They didn't in free agency. What'd they do? They tried, I believe, to get Marcus Williams from the Saints. That failed. They get Deshaun Elliott. I mean, Chris Board, these are just guys.
Who made a nice tackle yesterday in the late game.
Yeah, just guys. That's all they are. And you know what? I'm not going to get completely crazed out after, in year two. But I'm telling you something. If this team gets, ends up like 2-15 or something like that, and they get no better, there's no way this regime could last 3 years. None.
Well, and here's the problem. So going into the season, and we're trying to figure out, all right, is Goff going to be the guy? And we think, okay, well, what are the other quarterbacks that he's playing against? Can Goff play better and well enough to win, and good enough to win? And he has. And now you're talking about a matchup with, a backup quarterback. You're talking about another matchup next week with Bailey Zappi, possibly. Week after that, Teddy Bridgewater. Like, you go down the list, and everybody else is finding ways to win behind backup quarterbacks. We have our starter playing the best he's played in years, and we can't get a defense to even give him a little support.
None.
None.
And he's doing it with his two best offensive players arguably not even playing yesterday.
Right. It was, to me, it was a referendum game for a number of different people. For Jared Goff, it was, and he passed it. He passed the test. He was able to go out there and play and make some guys that aren't your stars, make them play better and get those around him to play better.
I go back to the original question. Why was yesterday rock bottom?
Because
when the cast of characters are the same.
Because they tried ridiculous schemes. I think they tried zero blitzes way too much, and they got exposed up front because, you know, Seattle, when they ran the ball, they just ran right through them, which we've seen before. We saw that in the Patricia years where the Lions couldn't stop the run. Yesterday, they couldn't stop anybody. I mean, that touchdown pass to Noah Fant, was there anybody even within 20 yards of him?
Nobody on that side of the hash. I mean, outside the hash, there was nobody.
And you had them in these two big third down situations, and Penny scored touchdowns on both of them. And the last one, as we talked about off the air, you knew they were going to run the freaking ball. They have no players on that side of the ball. And, you know, everybody's fretting about the quarterback. They better start, you know, picking up some defensive guys in the draft.
Draft free agency.
Well, let's ask another question. If their offense is this good, why did you need to take a receiver and move up to 12?
Well, that's a good point. But maybe they didn't think.
Because I would argue I'm not quite sure if the offense can get any better. Considering what they did yesterday with the injuries that they already had, why is that a fair? I think it's a fair question.
Well, I think it may be an underestimation at the time of what Jared Goff would be able to do with this offense. And it was unknown of Ben Johnson. We didn't know how is he going to be as a play caller. Was he even going to be the one calling plays? Like, you go back and you put yourself in that context, not just us, but probably Brad Holmes as well. He's trying to figure out what he has. And after 1 year last year, like, you thought the offense would be better.
Right, but
but you're talking about a monster jump from last year.
That was
DJ Shark, who's coming off of two injured years.
Yeah.
You know, the wide receiving group, Amon-Ra St. Brown, yes, we believe he's good. We believe he's going to continue to improve, but it's still a rookie season that you're building on. I mean, you go right down to T.J. Hockenson, like, until yesterday, what were you going to count on regards to him? I have no issue with them trading up to get Jameson Williams in the draft.
If they believe, and if it pans out that he's a special player, then no problem.
Now, I ask the question. I still support the decision.
Yeah, I remember.
Because I don't think a 12th round, if you moved up to 12 and got a defensive player or you stayed where you were at, I don't think it would have mattered. He probably would have taken Pascal at 32.
Oh, God. Well, whatever. Who knows? Should they have taken Jordan Davis where they took Williams? Who knows?
Well, who knows if they make the trade? They made the trade to get the receivers.
Yes,
they probably stand pat at that point. Or who knows? The whole thing's different.
Mm-hmm.
My point was just to ask the question.
Yeah, it's a fair question.
Me, what John said, I think is fair in terms of they didn't know where things were at because, let's face it, it was late April. You're still building a roster. You don't know schematically what you're going to be able to do necessarily. You're still Campbell and Johnson are creating a playbook behind the scenes. He did not pass off the play calling duties until late in the preseason.
And there's
a lot of things that went into. Yeah.
And they're still building a program too.
Right.
Many good young players as you think you're going to get.
You fix one side and then you start working on the other.
On the other side needs major help. Yeah. All right. Telephone number is 248-539-9797. Your phone calls, your texts, your frustrations, or if you said, hey, whatever, this is what we expected. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.